This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Members of the Eureka Police Department, along with staff from the City of Eureka's Code Enforcement Division and Humboldt Bay Fire, conducted health and safety inspections at properties belonging to Floyd and Betty Squires yesterday. The inspections are the culmination of a long-running dispute between the city and the landlords, the condition of the buildings they rent to residents, years of complaints from tenants and neighbors, and code violations and lawsuits. The inspection found numerous public health and safety violations, along with buildings and code infractions as well. Many of the buildings that were inspected are part of an ongoing lawsuit initially filed in 2011. In a press release, the city said that it now intends to examine its options and resolve the violations found through all available legal means. The fallout from the decision by Penair to pull out of local airports hasn't been fully felt. That will take another 30 to 90 days. That's when the essential air service contract to the Del Norte County Regional Airport is expected to be canceled, and that will leave Del Norte County without any air service at all. Del Norte Supervisor Roger Gitlin said in an email that he has no doubt that Penair will cancel the EAS contract and that the challenge he and others face is attracting another commercial carrier to assume that contract. Gitlin said that in the meantime, the upgrades improvements to the airport will continue. There were concerns earlier this year that the current presidential administration wanted to cut funding for EAS service, but Congress ensured that there was at least $150 million available to continue the much-needed program in the latest appropriations. Smoke impacts to residents in Soames Bar, Hoopa, Willow Creek, and other communities in the Klamath Basin have been registered at moderate to unhealthy as the Orleans complex of fires burns in the Six Rivers National Forest. Firefighting efforts were not aided by the lightning strikes that caused 7 new fires in the complex this week, ranging in size from 1 to more than 60 acres, while the Ukonam fire, burning 20 miles north of Orleans, continues to garner the most attention. The Ukonam fire has burned more than 3,800 acres, and it, along with the Burney fire, at about 1,000 acres, are the largest fires in the area. The complex has grown to more than 5,000 acres overall, and some 790 personnel have been assigned as air units, hand crews, dozers, and water tenders establish containment lines. The latest lightning strikes mean there are now a total of 12 fires burning in the Six Rivers, and there's more thunderstorm activity in today's forecast, along with more gusty winds. Governor Jerry Brown signed Assembly Bill 990 into law on Monday, a law that will require the Cal State University system and request the University of California system to provide data to students about the cost of off-campus housing in their respective communities. That will mean that each February, universities will have to post on their websites the market cost of a one-bedroom apartment near each campus. Lawmakers passed the bill because the university systems are using outdated data from more than a decade ago when it comes to the actual cost of off-campus housing. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The news that Penair had made the decision to cease daily air service into and out of the county airport was most unwelcome for the residents of communities in California and Oregon. Penair has filed for bankruptcy, and it means that air service into and out of the county is back to a single carrier, United. Greg Foster, the executive director of REDEC, said in a phone interview that despite the loss of Penair, the airport division and REDEC never stopped looking for other providers.
Logistically, what it leaves us right now is, of course, being the one at Atlanta Airport once again with a single destination, which is San Francisco. That being said, you know, we have been and will continue to work to not only increase the frequency and potentially another destination with our existing airline, United, but, you know, we continue to talk to other airlines about investing in our community.
Foster said the goal of REDEC and the county remains the same, more flights and more carriers.
Our goal has always been a couple things, one of which is more frequency to more destinations. And when I say that, it could be a Southern California or an additional hub to the east. And, of course, we would like to have a couple choices in terms of airlines at the very least here.
It's in Crescent City where the impact will be fully felt. Penair has requested it be allowed to end its essential air service contract with Crescent City, and if approved, that would leave Del Norte and Curry counties without daily air service. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.